The Ugra pushed his face to the ground, folding his arms over his head as weapons fire erupted from the sky above. Two explosions rumbled in the air in quick succession. The Ugra looked up to see a hunched raptor shape above him, its flanks blood-red. Multiple weapons on its wings and prow flashed with lethal discharge, blasting apart the orc machines. The Ugra got to his feet with newfound vigor.
The Emperor has sent more of his angels to aid us. Let us not be found wanting in their sight. Forward! Push forward! For the glory of Terror! Forward!
The Ugra had no idea what chapter this second wave of Space Marines were from either. He didn't care. For the first time since the morning rotation began, the Ugra began to believe that he might live through the day. Orc's eyes were fist-sized fissures sunk deep into its gnarled face. Rage-red pupils strained at the center of cancerous yellow sclera, glaring at Seth as though they might somehow break his hold. The chapter master of the Flesh Tearers tightened his grip on the orc's neck and leant closer.
You fight with bestial fury, orc.
The orc stank of stale sweat and freshly spilled blood. The stench of undigested meat hung on its breath, wafting from between the cage of broken incisors studding its gums.
For today, I will teach your kind the meaning of wrath. I will kill 1,000 of your filth breed before your blood dries on my gauntlets.
The orc rasped in defiance, its war cry ending in a strangled rattle as Seth tore its neck from its body.
For Sanguinius, for the blood, kill them all!
Seth bellowed the command to his warriors and spun around, tearing his eviscerator from the dead orc's chest, cleaving it through two more of the greenskins. The orcs came apart in a shower of gore and ruined flesh. Seth snarled, emboldened by the copper tang of their blood as it splashed across his face. He killed again, thundering his fist into an orc skull. The greenskin's face broke with a harsh crack as its teeth spilled from its mouth. The sound of battle rang in Seth's ears like righteous chanting. Yet it was as a whisper to the hammering beat of his hearts. They pounded in his chest, louder than any bolt gun, more visceral than any death scream. They were war drums, driving his limbs to battle with all the rage his father had bestowed upon them.
I am wrath!
Beside Seth, the five members of his command squad cut into the mass of orcs with the same unrelenting ferocity. The veterans, Nathaniel and Shemal, guarded his flanks, butchering their way forward with a chain weapon in each hand. The Tech Marine Metatron and the company champion Harahel were at the fore of the Diamond Formation. At the rear of the formation, Nizrok blazed away with his bolt gun, covering his brother's advance. Nizrok growled, blasting apart an orc that was bearing down on him with a barbed cleaver.
Master Seth, to your left!
At Nizrok's warning, Seth pivoted, slicing his blade upwards to meet a powered claw intent on removing his head. His armor's servos spat and whined in protest as he struggled against the orc's bulk. A monster of sinew and aggression bolted into an oversized suit of warplate. The green skin stood head and shoulders above the chapter master. Seth growled, pitting all of his strength against the orc. Yet it was not enough. The crackling claw neared his head. Seth's heart howled in his chest like caged beasts. In his mind's eye, he stood in a sea of orc blood. He would not yield. He would rip the orc's arm from its socket, drive his fist into its chest, and pulp its wretched heart between his fingers. He would kill it, murder it. He would... A status icon chimed on Seth's retinal display. They had reached the designated coordinates. The interruption tore the chapter master back to his senses. Seth eased his resistance, dropping his weight, letting the claw carry his blade low before slipping forward and tearing his weapon through the orc's thigh. The greenskin roared in pain and slumped forwards. Seth allowed it no quarter, turning as he rose to drive his blade down through its back.